Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January the 4th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Got a lot to do today. 8:05 this morning. Normal Thursday guest, Paul Strelo, will be here to discuss, among other things, Zion Williamson announcing last night that he has set his decision date. January the 20th, we will know whether he will be a Clemson Tiger, a South Carolina Gamecock, a Kentucky Wildcat, a Kansas Jayhawk, a North Carolina Tar Heel, or a Duke Blue Devil. So we will talk about him with Paul Strelo coming up at 8:05. Also, all of the big news coming out of the reviews coming out of the All-American game practices. We'll preview tonight's Under Armour All-American game with him. And Saturday's Army All-American game with him. And finally, talk about the Junior Day coming up at the end of the month and then any other official visits that the Tigers are trying to line up for the class of 2018. So a busy Paul Strelo segment of the show at 8:05. At 8:25, we're going to get with Brad Brunell to review the Tigers' huge win in Chestnut Hill last night. In case you didn't stay up and see it, Clemson wins 74-70. The Tigers were up 38-23 at halftime, and Jerome Robinson comes back at 6 of 9 threes and scored 28 points. And his backcourt mate, Kyle Bowman, had 19 points, but not enough as Clemson wins the battle in the paint, wins the second chance points, wins the fast breaks points, and Clemson gets 4 players in double figures, led by Dante Grantham, his 23 points and 14 rebounds last night. Clemson shoots 18 of 20 from the free throw line. And wins 74-70 and goes 13-1 on the season. 25th-ranked Tigers go move to 2-0 in the ACC. We'll tell you about the standings. And also with Brad Brunell at 8:25. Not only to review that win, but preview Saturday's noon game against Louisville. I would expect to see a huge crowd at Little John Coliseum and a very appreciative crowd at Little John Coliseum. And maybe with the Zion Williamson news, maybe a little buzz in the building. No Rick Pitino, but maybe a Zion Williamson buzz instead. We'll talk about that. Other college basketball scores from last night. 7th-ranked Oklahoma won Bedlam, beat Oklahoma State 109-89. 8th-ranked Virginia beat Virginia Tech 78-52. Florida State bounced back from their loss to Duke. 24th-ranked Florida State beat 12th-ranked North Carolina at home, 81-80. Both those teams now 1-1 in the ACC. 13th-ranked Purdue beat Rutgers, 82-51. Upset in the ACC, Georgia Tech down 15th-ranked Miami, 64-54. Both those teams at 1-1. 17th-ranked Kentucky went to LSU and won 74-71. In the the rest of the ACC in games involving teams that weren't ranked last night. So Wake Forest beat Syracuse at home, 73-67. Both those teams 1-1. And Notre Dame beat NC State 88-58, despite not playing with their star, who's out for about 6 weeks, maybe, with a broken foot. SEC action last night, rough night for the Gamecocks. South Carolina, in case you didn't stay up, see, this 9 o'clock start down in Columbia. Missouri beat South Carolina 79-68. Georgia beat Ole Miss last night in the SEC 71-60. And that's the unranked games as far as that goes. PGA Tour back at it. Today, they're at the Tournament of Champions, 5 o'clock on the Golf Channel. You can check that out for a little live primetime golf. We have the Under Armour All-America game, ESPN2, 6 o'clock tonight. We'll tell you about all the Tigers and Gamecocks in that one. Don't forget, again, 1 o'clock Under Armour All-America game on NBC. I should say the Army All-America game, NBC, 1 o'clock. We have NFL playoffs this weekend. We can start talking about that a little bit. I'll let Zach shine with his NFL knowledge. I keep up with it. I'm not a huge, biggest fan. We'll keep up. Now, we will get more in the NFL in the next couple of weeks. Some Georgia and Alabama notes for Monday night's national championship game. Afferny Jennings, the linebacker who got hurt late in the Clemson Sugar Bowl game, is out. Had surgery yesterday. He will not play in that one. We have Athlons has their way too early top 25 list, and I'll go ahead and tell you now. Alabama 1, Clemson 2. Georgia 4. Tell you who 3 and 5 and the rest of that list looks like coming up a little bit later on. Part of that list is determining who comes back for all these schools. We found out yesterday that Sam Darnold, Southern Cal quarterback, and Josh Rosen, UCLA quarterback, pulled the LA Exodus, both the guys leaving school early. Finally, want to get into two things. We'll do a Clemson basketball win game at some point in time today. Zach and I will certainly change our, or at least continue to improve our thoughts about the fortunes of Clemson basketball. I have some odds about college basketball and about the national championship game and about the NFL playoffs. We'll give you some of what Vegas is thinking about all those events coming up. And finally, I have a thought about Central Florida and their claim to a national championship. We'll get some thoughts about that coming up. So as you might tell, besides our phone lines, our Northern Communication phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, our healthcare text lines, our clown-free healthcare text lines, 986-1566, and our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. Besides all those things, not a whole lot going on. Busy, busy day here on a Thursday. The producer of the show, the engineer, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart, the aforementioned artist, we already talked about him on the show, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Mick? How are you?
Man, I'm great. How about you?
Happy to be here. You know, 10 after 6, always happy to be here.
Yeah, did you work the basketball game last night?
Well, of course I did. Had a great time.
What a great win, huh?
It was a great win. Free throws. Gotta love free throws.
I'm going to ask Brad Brunell when we get him on at 8:25. And I'll get your thoughts about it first. Make sure you don't think I'm an absolute idiot when I say this. Well, if you do, just keep it to yourself. This team looks like you were able to see the game as well last night. You got it on the screen too.
Yep.
This team looks, and maybe it's just a part of winning. Maybe it's a part of experience. Maybe it's a culture change. This team looks very, very loose. And when they go to free throw line last night with Grantham's big free throws, with Mitchell's big free throws, with DeVoe's big free throws, there's a smile on their face. There's no nerves. It's not like, and even when Boston College was making their huge run on the back of Jerome Robinson, just throwing in threes from everywhere, or Popovich hitting from the corner, the same spot in the corner, for about 3 or 4 times in a row down trip, that there was no panic involved. It was no like, oh no, here we go again. I told you for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, Clemson basketball was, oh no, here we go again. This team looks different. Dante Grantham looks totally different. But, Zach, am I crazy for thinking 18 of 20 from the free throw line, 90%? Tim Bray has a stat about that compared to the history of Clemson basketball. But this team just looks different because it looks very comfortable, and they're handling success right now.
It's funny you say, here we go again, because that's exactly what Fox Sports South thought last night.
Yeah.
End of the game, they're going to the free throw line. Grantham gets the and one there. And they start running clips of last year where they lost to Duke by two. They lost to Florida State. They lost to Syracuse at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again. It was ridiculous. But no, this team, there was never a doubt last night where you thought it was going down that road. It's a team that has showed it can remain calm and remain poised during tense times, and they've been few and far between in the season so far. It's been a relatively smooth ride. It was an exciting game last night. You're up 19 at one point. Boston College comes all the way back, as you mentioned. Robinson's making shots from all over the place. He's making stupid shots from all over the place. But it was exciting. It was exciting to see Clemson go on the road, get a win over a team that's beaten Duke this year, that lost at Virginia by one on Saturday. That was a good team. That was a good quality road win. And you're 2-0 in the ACC.
Boston College is a team that they live by the three and they die by the three. You saw it in the first half last night. Part of the reason why Clemson was able to build a 19-point lead and a 15-point halftime lead is that Boston College went 3 of 7 from three. They doubled that. They made six threes in the second half. Shot 43% in the second, actually same percentage-wise, but they doubled up in the amounts they took, doubled up the amounts that they made last night from three-point land. But that being said, that Clemson never really truly batted an eye. And when it was all said and done, clutch, they came coming back. You knew they were going to come back. I mean, that's just the nature of college basketball now is no lead is big enough. And you see this at all levels and all conferences. No lead's big enough. You knew they were going to make some sort of run. Now, did you think they'd make a 19 deal run there and come all the way back? No. But in the end, it is an absolute a testament to the experience level that there was no panic at all. And I'm going to tell you, Dante Grantham, one of the biggest turnarounds I've seen is it's the basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tapping of a ball on a loose ball out to a great pass down there. It's the great passes, recognizing a defense, recognizing the 1-3-1 and getting it down to Reed. Just the basketball IQ. This appears to be a very smart team. And a team that's an awful lot of fun to watch. Moving forward, I'm thinking, look, Clemson basketball fans, they're starved for basketball here.
Yep.
I've got to think, and I know it's a noon, I know it's going to be cold. So what? You're ranked for the first time under Brad Brunell. and you got Louisville coming to town.
Games indoors, you'll be fine.
That's exactly right. I've got to think, Zach, we're going to see a huge crowd in Little John Saturday at noon.
I really hope so. It should be a huge crowd on Saturday. It's a big game for this program. You are ranked. You got to win as a ranked team now. That one's off your back. You're ready to go forward and be successful in this league this year. And it is very, very exciting. Exciting is probably too small of a word for it. It's invigorating to watch a ranked Tigers basketball team.
And maybe invigorated for what's going to happen on January 20th.
See, that was interesting. Last night, you're just perusing Twitter after the game, and all of a sudden, it starts blowing up a little bit. Zion Williamson is going to be deciding where he's going to attend college on the 20th. Is it going to be? It was during the Clemson game. It was right at the end of it there, after a big Clemson win or on the tail end of it. Is it Clemson? Is it South Carolina? Where are we leaning at this point?
I like the idea that we're going to get this done and not have to wait to April.
It kind of came out of nowhere, though. Like,
it did.
There's no news on this.
Well, he did mention late December back in 63. No, he did mention that he's getting closer in the USA Today blog that he wrote about a week ago, or 10 days ago maybe. So that's getting closer there.
He's blogging now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He blogs for USA Today. If you get him, it'd be the biggest moment in Clemson basketball history. And it'd be just absolute mega news across the college basketball world. But if you're noticing it, some local guys are staying home. Trey Young at Oklahoma, seeing what he's doing. You can have success there. If you look at the top of the ACC basketball standings right now, Clemson 2-0, 13-1. Same exact record as Virginia. Notre Dame's 2-0. They're 12-3. It's just nice to see. By the way, Louisville comes in at 1-0. Does Louisville play? They play between now and then, don't they? Louisville plays against they'll come in 1-0. So you have two teams that are undefeated in the conference coming in.
You should win that game Saturday.
You'll be favored Saturday for sure.
Yeah,
and I think you're going to win. Here's two things I love. One is the defensive recognition when you're on offense and knowing, okay, because Boston College threw a lot at you last night. Some press stuff, some zone stuff, some man stuff. recognizing what the defense is, and that's experience. And then the other thing, I just get a text that you might have heard on the air from a former Clemson basketball player. Forgot to silence my phone. Former Clemson basketball player. That makes a great point. Now, while you want to blow them out, okay, here's the text. For a team that lost so many close games last year, the win was perfect last night. Might have killed some of the thoughts in the head about here we go again and give the team confidence to execute and make plays at the end of a close game on the road. Again, sure. you'd love to go ahead and keep the 19-point lead or build on it.
Yep.
But maybe, and I'll ask Brad at 8:25 this morning, maybe best thing happened to you. In the end, you got tested. It was tied coming down the stretch, 2 minutes to go in the game, and you executed on the road in the ACC.
You were able to weather the storm throughout those different runs. You were able to answer at key times with key three-pointers from Grantham and Reed, and it was a team that just weathered it. It was a team that got through it together, played sound on defense when it counted, got a stop when they needed to, and they got with a win. It was a good quality road win.
Fantastic. No doubt about that. So we got a lot to do in today's show. We'll talk some Zion. We'll talk some Clemson basketball with the big win last night. Talk the rest of the conference where they are. Again, PGA Tour, NFL, the National Championship game, the Under Armour, All-American Games, Athlons, way too early, top 25 for college football next year. There's a college football coach. Have you seen the story about what Dave Aranda got? A&M's flirting with Dave Aranda. LSU's going to keep him. But they're keeping for an obscene amount of money. We'll tell you how much money he signed on and how many years he signed on as LSU's defensive coordinator. So a lot to do. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Engineering Sleep. I love doing this show. Man, when I pop up out of the bed, my feet hit the floor, I do like Fred Flintstone, yabba dabba doo, fly down here, fly down Dino, get in the car, and love doing this show. But I got to tell you, the more I have this Engineering Sleep bed, the harder it is, and the more snoozes I hit. I used to not be a snooze button guy. I get an Engineered Sleep bed. Now I'm a snooze button guy. So I want to thank the folks, the Davis and Jay Orders over at Engineered Sleep for making me a snooze guy, because it feels so doggone good to stay in that bed. Let them make your bed. Not come in and make your bed every day for you, but make your bed. Watch them make your bed. Make an appointment. Get the custom-made bed. Tell them exactly what you want. Go in, test other beds, and see. Say, this is the one we want. One a little firmer than this, a little softer than this. This half you can do for your wife, for your husband, whatever. It's this half of the bed we want firmer, this one softer, and you get exactly what you want. And they'll deliver it. And it won't be at retail pricing. It's fair pricing. So go by and see our great friends, Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Great friends of ours off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. First break, we'll come back. We'll open up phone lines, text, and tweets. Love to hear from you. It's Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center. Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more. Test drive over 20 models right at the show. Bring the whole family. Kids 12 and under get in free every day. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. Now with a discount supply from your friends at EnviroMulch.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company. Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Vans cost less than Travelers Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never had before.
Welcome back. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is pleased to announce a very convenient way for you to confirm if documents are needed for you to get your real ID. It is 2018, and they've got online frequently asked questions and what do you need to do all on file with there, and what you need and what they have on you. It eliminates the need to call, to be on hold, or can all you can do is confirm everything you needed on file for the real ID stuff. And they can access all that information 24 hours a day. It's scdmvonline.com. Do the search for Real ID. Everything is on there. Everything you need to know about if you need it, when you need it, how you need it, how much it costs, when it's too late. I think 2020 or 22. I don't know. All of it's on there, though. So scdmvonline.com. Do the Real ID search, and they can take care of that. Take care of 2008. I kept telling it's going to come. Now here, it's already here. Let me do a couple things. I mentioned this yesterday, the first show of, actually the second show. We were in New Orleans for the first show. The second show of 2018, we mentioned it. And what we mentioned was that we have policies now to ensure that we have a FSBO-free text message line. In case you, and I'll mention this for a week or so to get everybody in line here with this one. In case you missed it, we have, Zach, I mean, we can go back and count them. 100 to 250 texts a day, maybe. Sometimes, I don't know, football season, 300 or 350. I don't know how many texts a day we get. And so, for the clowns that are out there, if you got 350 to choose from, you're not getting on the air. You got to have a good, when you come with a text line, come strong with it. Also, you have to tell me who you are and where you're texting from. Earlier you get them in, the earlier you get a chance to get them answered on the air. So, FSBO free, no clown act.
No clown act.
I mean, you know, you're not going to troll us and get it on the air. So, anyway.
We won't do it.
No. Brad in Greer says at, let me see, on January the 4th here. Do you think this team has a shot of breaking the streak in Chapel Hill? I have maintained this forever and ever and ever. And, Zach, you might not like this answer. I'm anticipating not liking this answer.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I don't care. I don't even know what it is. And if you want, is it 55, 56, 57, 58, 59? Something like that. It's in the 50s.
You know what it is.
No, I don't. I swear to goodness, someone said for $1 million, I would guess, look it up for me. I would guess 57, but I don't know what it is. And so my answer to that would be if you won, now you're 1 in 50-something. That's nothing to be proud of. Just because you did it one time? So what? I don't care about that. What I care about is the big picture. What's your basketball program doing? You're now ranked. What I care about is Dante Grantham's continued progress. What I care about is this team and the ascension in the ACC, this team getting to the big dance. Those are big deals to me. To beat North Carolina once or twice, here's the bottom line. I'm 49 years old. I turn 50 in a couple of months. I'm hoping to live to be 90-something. Clemson's not going to even the record. We might win, in my lifetime, we might win 10 times. We're going to be like 10 and 80 when I die, whatever it's going to be. So what? It's terrible. Your record's going to be terrible up there. That's not going to change. 10 wins up there won't make a big difference. So I've conceded that one. I learned in Vietnam, you win the battles you can win. You don't fight if you can't win. Rules of engagement, we only fight when we can win. We beat them in basketball here in Clemson. We can beat them in football anytime, anywhere. Beat them in baseball. They won that one. You won the war. That's it. That war's over with. That battle's over with. Let's win the other wars. So I don't care what it is. What is it?
Yeah, I think it should be 60 this year.
60? So 59?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? If you get a win and win, you don't. Dave from Pelzer on our text line, Helter text line says, thank you for running the circus out of town. Very good. Touche. 654-7627. I have never been one to be braggadocious about being right. That's about to stop right now for a couple of minutes. Zach, who told you at first that Zion Williams is coming to Clemson?
Don't
when
jinx
everybody,
this.
Oh, that's where we're gonna jinx it now, huh?
Don't jinx this.
Huh.
Because he was coming, and then he wasn't coming, and now signs are pointing.
He's coming.
Towards him coming.
What would this mean for Clemson basketball?
Well, Zion could go to Duke or Kentucky or Kansas or North Carolina and be a one and done and just be another guy. You can come to Clemson, play near home, be a one and done and be an absolute legend. It means everything to Clemson basketball. Highest recruit they've ever landed, or maybe the most talented they've ever landed. It would be over the moon excitement in Clemson, South Carolina.
I get this a lot of times. He's a one and done guy. What does it matter? It's just going to change the program for 1 year. I disagree with it. It changes the trajectory of the program, changes the culture of the program, and now it means you can go get superstars. And if he is going to be, he's not LeBron James, but if he's going to be an NBA All Star, and if he had this connection to the program, whether it is one and done or not, two and done, I don't know, whatever it's going to be. That he's associated with you, and then you follow him. And then I mean, right now, who have you followed for the last few years? Trevor Booker's had a great NBA career, but you don't build your program and build the future of your program around Trevor Booker. It's not the guy that you say, that's the face of our program. To be honest with you, who's the face of Clemson basketball? I don't know. In football, I can have the discussion. Fuller, Max McFadden, Jeff Davis, C.J. Spiller, Deshaun Watson. I can have a long discussion of guys, and we can have very good discussions about who the face of Clemson football is. And Clemson basketball, I don't know who it is. I don't know. I know that for 40 years, 45 years, I expect to lose. I expect to think. So I changed this whole outcome of Clemson basketball. I changed my whole attitude about Clemson basketball. And I think it's time Clemson and Zion kind of does this as well. Zion adds to this attitude of screw the stuff about, well, you got to remember, don't have any tradition. Zion changes the idea of, well, you got to remember, for always, it's been about facilities, it's been about support, it's been about history around here. He changes all of that. It's a new day. It's the dawn of a new era. He transcends everything else, and now it's all about the future. I told you, I would have renamed Little John Coliseum. Would have put a whole new name on it. It's a new building, a whole new name on it. That's in the past. This is new.
Zion Coliseum, if you're here.
I'm not saying Zion Coliseum. Hey, man, win a national championship, we'll name it after. But the point is that this is new. No more of the excuse making. I can go through all of life if I want to. And I could tell everybody, I could go through and have everybody tell me, well, man, look, the country economy is doing nice things right now. But still, you can find enough stuff about somewhere out there, some bad negative news. And then some forecasters are going to tell you how bad it's going to be. Or you can change your attitude and change your expectation level. I mentioned this many times. Part of the reason why Alabama football is so good is because of the expectation level. They will settle for nothing less. Alabama doesn't settle on for anything. They demand, not just expect, they demand excellence. And I'm not saying Clemson basketball is going to be Alabama football. Nobody in the right mind would ever say that. But I can tell you can learn from that. And I can tell you that Clemson basketball can learn from Clemson football. You think Dabo Swinney expects to sign? No one expected Clemson to sign Jackson Carman. Think Dabo Swinney did? No one expected to go down and get Trevor Lawrence from the state of Georgia when you already had Hunter Johnson, you already had all these other guys there. You probably had those other guys. Do you think Dabo Swinney did? No one expected to sign Deshaun Watson. Think Dabo Swinney did? No one expected to win a national championship. Think Dabo Swinney did? You got to change your expectation around here. There's an old saying, and we used to talk about it in golf, we talk about it in basketball. Whether you think you're going to make that putt or miss a putt, you know what? You might be right. You're probably right. If you don't think you can, Bill Foster had a bad time around here for a while because he wouldn't go recruit the great ones. He didn't think he could sign them, so he couldn't recruit them. Very good friend of mine talks about going out with the girls in high school and in college, and he always says, my second favorite answer is no. He wasn't afraid to ask, and he expected every – and the guy's not good looking. He expected every single one of those girls to say yes to his date offer. And so that's what we need to do here. Change the expectation level. Change the attitude. Change the culture. This team is doing that. This team's 13-1. This team's 2-0 in the ACC. This team is ranked. On January the 20th, if Zion Williamson chooses Clemson, it is another major step, perhaps the biggest step ever in the program, towards changing the culture to where you look over and you don't see 250 empty seats in the rich boy section. Where the old man don't even, they buy the corporate tickets, they don't even show up. Where now there's people standing out in line, where StubHub goes crazy over tickets, people standing in line to get in the Coliseum, can't wait to see the guy. Where recruits can't wait to come watch the guy. And then the next sale is, hey, much like you want to be the next Taj Boyd, you want to be the next Deshaun Watson, you want to be the next C.J. Spiller, you want to be the next great defensive end, the great wide receiver you. Now you want to be the next Zion Williamson. It completely changes the culture around here if, on January 20th, he chooses Clemson.
Oof. Awful lot of eggs put in that basket.
If he doesn't, that's a Saturday, right? 20th?
I don't know off the top of my head.
You don't want me to do this show on the 22nd.
No.
I feel a big cold coming on, like a sore throat. Lost my voice, Ben.
Can't do it.
Can't even do it. Can you get somebody in to do the show? I just made this fundamental shift, though, in going back. Let me give you a quick Zion note, though. I told you who started Clemson's recruitment of Zion Williamson.
You might have, but I forgot.
Sam Blackman.
Really?
Yeah. Sammy was in his office one day, and it was
Zion's uncle and stepdad who came through here. Zion was in about the 8th or 9th grade, and Sam, they were asked the basketball, you know, with basketball offices, whatever, and talked to him, and they recognized him, whatever it might be, and had to struck up a conversation. And went over and told the basketball staff, hey, you know, all right, we'll start recruiting this kid, whatever. And it was pretty obvious we'll never see him. It was pretty obvious from there on, though. So you got to do that. But I decided, and I don't know the exact date that I decided it, but you remember me talking about it off the air. Screw the idea of we're not getting him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember this, I said, look, if they don't get him, then Clemson basketball fans, we could always go back to the negative attitude. We can always go back and do that. Like this 803 texture right here, who's probably a Gamecock. He's one and done regardless. Oh, yeah, you didn't just listen the last 5 minutes of the show. So go back to your negative hole and climb in your negative hole. Oh, there's always, yeah. You know what? He might turn an ankle. He might miss some shots, whatever. Screw that. I'm not doing that anymore. It's about positive, high expectations of changing your trajectory, changing your culture to where you not only expect it, you demand it from here on.
I'm going to have to hold you to this. If we're going to do the no clown of 2018, you can't be reading those texts coming up.
You got it.
That's the no clown zone
Fizbo.
Over here.
No, Fizbo, you got it. You couldn't be more right about it.
Goodness.
Exactly right.
Bunch of bozos.
Right. So it's not getting on here.
No, I'm excited.
If it doesn't happen, man.
I'll be crushed. It'd be terrible.
Can you imagine?
My hopes and dreams. Gone.
That would be... And it's weird feeling this way. That... You feel confident going against Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina and Kansas?
You might.
You don't?
No.
Really?
I've never been down this road before.
Okay. In your heart of hearts right now, be 100% completely honest with me. What's the percent you think he signs with Clemson?
You really want that answer?
Mm-hmm.
35.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I hope
here I am.
Wrong.
I thought I was talking to 50,000 people across the upside, across the internet.
No.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think 35%.
Yeah.
Have you not paid attention to anything I've told you?
I have listened to every word. And I can't go there yet. Not with Clemson basketball. Not yet.
Man.
I can't.
You got to stop, dude.
Scared to death.
No.
Scared to death.
I will tell you this, 99% chance.
No, don't. I'm
yes.
Scared to death. All right, 36.
I got to work on your Zion-o-meter.
Scared to death.
No, don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
I can't do it.
No. I got to change you, man. I got to change that attitude over there.
I need to see him do that windmill dunk that he did in his video last night in person.
I've never seen him in person. I've seen him in person. I've never seen him play basketball in person. But again, man, I completely misread this entire show.
Yeah, no, I have very low expectations.
Let me, you know what?
I'm trying not to get hurt over here, okay?
All right, let me ask you this. You think Trump has to convince Pence of something when he's trying to convince American people of something? You're Mike Pence. I need you on board first.
So I don't matter in the grand scheme.
No. You're one heartbeat away. No. Here's the thing I'm telling you. You're one sprained ankle away. No, here's the thing I'm telling you. I had to have you on board. And so for the next how many ever days? What is that?
Listen.
16 days?
Yeah.
2 weeks from Saturday? I'm convincing you. Have you not listened to me since August?
You've said a lot of things since August.
What have I been wrong about since August?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of something. I'll think of something.
Right.
You've been wrong about something. Well, we'll start with who was the team? Indiana was going to beat a top 10 team at some point.
And they gave them one
wrong,
overtime.
Wrong.
That was going out on a limb.
Texter asks, what happened to the guy to believe, like with Jackson Carmen? I have more of a faith in the Clemson football program.
That is true.
To recruit
that is very, very true.
Whether that's fair or not.
No, that's very, very true.
I want to be wrong about this.
You are wrong about this.
Good. Great.
I'll tell you about our friends at Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com, boys.
Carbon out right now.
He He's not quite up yet. I talked to him last night. We texted last night. Anyway, but not about Zion. I mean, be clear, not about Zion Williamson. that sounded bad, didn't it?
That didn't sound great.
No. It was just congratulations, and you'll do the show tomorrow, Friday. Congratulations, safe trip. Don't know what the weather's like. You know, hope I was safe travels, that kind of stuff. Very appreciative. Really good guy. You know that. We talked about that forever. Never had a negative word to say about the guy. Anyway, Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Get in touch with them. Get your home. You're thinking about buying a home. You're not thinking about buying one in Clemson. There's nothing for sale in Clemson, so you're not doing that. But no, I'm just kidding about that. But refinance your home, or better yet, remodel your home. I got to tell you, man, you remodel this thing with the rates they have over there, you're going to absolutely love it. And the way they can structure all kinds of different loans, you're going to love it. To great friends at Prime Lending, Mark Hawkins and his team, just want to just meet with you, just start a conversation with you. It's a no obligation deal. To find out all the information about the local branch near you, it's primelendingsc.com. A break will come back. Open phone lines right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications will be taken at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I love this whole new year, new look idea. That's what Macy's Super Weekend Sale is all about. I hear there's thousands of new markdowns on the latest styles.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Or huge savings on special.
Yeah, like Junior's fashion, boots for us, jewelry,
men's dress shirts, comforters.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Except old friends.
Sure, as long as you're driving.
Gee, thanks.
Macy's Super Weekend Sale is going on now. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Hey, golf fans, rejoice. The break is over. We are back. And I know it's cold now, but it's not going to be cold forever. And it's 71 degrees out in Hawaii. And the PGA Tour is back, baby. The Centra Tournament of Champions. Four local players playing. I'm going to try to do the math on this. Wesley Bryan, former from Chapin and former Gamecock, goes off. 11 a.m. local time. Zach, help me out. That's 4 p.m. our time. Kyle Stanley, 4:40 our time. Former Clemson star. Kevin Kisner from Aiken at 5:10 our time. And at 5:40 our time, Myrtle Beach and Coastal Carolina star Dustin Johnson goes. Tournament of Champions. Catch it all on the Golf Channel, 5 o'clock today. Part of our Palmetto Golf Report. Great friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. And I told you, this is a great deal. I'm going to keep pounding this in you for a little bit now. Sneak down to Palmetto Dunes because it's a short drive, especially compared to driving to New Orleans, but a short drive. 40% off tee times right now between now and January the 31st. Use the promo code SUPER18, no spaces, S-U-P-E-R-1-8, SUPER18 to get 40% off on your tee times right now at Palmetto Dunes. You love that. You love that idea. So sneak down, play the Jones course, the Hills course, play the Fazio course, the best out there. Get that golf fever and do it at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Got this text here on our healthcare text line. And not sure I don't know if I agree or not. I'll get your thoughts on this. If he chooses someone other than Clemson, it will sting a lot more than the Alabama loss. A, it's just basketball compared to football. But B, it's about changing the whole program rather than one thing. Clemson football is not going anywhere. It's here to stay, despite Todd Ellis telling you cycling out. Oh, by the way, Athlon Magazine, preseason number 2 next year. Fox Sports, I believe, have come up with one so far, too. Preseason number 2 through all of those. But it's hard to compare apples. It's hard to compare losing one game in one sport to losing a player in another sport. It would hurt. Do you realize the huge limb that I've gone on this show for a long, long time here?
See a text from Jimmy in Greenville just now? Shook me. Just shook me.
Go ahead and read it.
He goes, you think Ohio State was 99% sure about Jackson Carmen? Ask him for a friend. I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Look, I understand that sentiment. But why feel that way? I know in recruiting, here's the thing I'll tell you. And we'll ask Paul Strillo later. I know in recruiting that you never say never. And I know in recruiting, a lot can change. My thing is, based upon some intel that I have, I go with this. I wouldn't just blindly go with this. But part of it too, Zach, is that it's just a way of changing your expectations around here.
Yeah.
You think I'm making a mistake with this. I can tell.
I don't think you're making a mistake. I'm just not quite ready to jump off this bridge with you yet.
Should I push you off this bridge? Should I grab your hand and we jump together?
I'm not quite ready to jump out of this airplane. This is a perfectly good airplane. We have a nice little speed going, and you want to open the door and jump out the damn thing. I'm not ready yet.
But I'm ready, man, to have that thrill of a lifetime in Clemson basketball. Well,
I guess so.
I'm ready just to change the trajectory, change everything else about it. Jimmy, that's good, man. You know what? Let me say this too. I don't blame Clemson fans for being skeptical. Not only are you Clemson in basketball, and I get that, but you're going against Kentucky. You're going against Duke. You're going against North Carolina, and you're going against Kansas. I get it, man. I totally get it. With that said, at some point in time, things have to change. Why not change now? Why not go ahead and have the attitude that we're going to do better, man? We expect to do better. Things are going to come out, and it's going to work out better. In the end, we'll find out January the 20th. I have not heard yet. I do know that it's a big deal. Let me tell you how big of a deal it is. Hadn't heard yet how he's going to do it. I imagine it's going to be on ESPN somehow, some way. But Trevor Anderson asked a very interesting question. And this goes to show you the magnitude of this decision. Trevor Anderson on our health care text line, 986-1566. If Zion comes to Clemson, you think Drake will come watch him, Little John? Or sport a Clemson jersey like he did for the high school jersey would be huge for promoting the program.
Oh, God.
Honest to goodness. This is the honest goodness truth. I know that Drake sings. I know that. Or raps or
don't tell me you don't know who Drake is.
If Drake walked through that door right now, yep. Walked in and sat in that chair right now.
You have no idea.
I could look at him and go, how you doing? I'm Mickey. Who are you? Have no idea what the guy looks like.
Thinking, we got to lock the doors around here.
Yeah.
This riffraff walking in off the street.
He might be, man. He might be coming in now. But I do know he's a huge, mega, big deal. Is he talented? Is he like super talented?
Is he super talented?
Yeah.
It depends on who you ask.
What's a Drake song? You know
I don't
one?
Listen to his music.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
But it's like a big deal.
Yes, he is.
Is he hip-hop or is he a singer?
It's a little hip-hop, I believe. Okay.
But like he's a big, big, big deal.
Yes.
And he's a fan. How many Twitter followers does Zion have? Let's look at this. Bear with me a second. How many Twitter followers does Zach Orr have right now?
I don't know, like 1,700.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to get that up.
I'm not. Where are you up at 10, 11?
11, 8.
You got to get verified.
I don't really care about that. That's a status thing, isn't it? What does that mean?
It is a status thing. It matters.
Yeah. I don't know if that matters or not. Zion Williamson Twitter followers. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He's a senior at Spartanburg Day Christian School.
Yep.
92,300.
Goodness gracious.
and it's really like a who's who. He writes for USA Today.
Does he?
He writes a blog for USA Today that a few million people read. Interesting, man.
I'm just not ready to jump out of the plane.
Why not?
Just let me sit in my seat for a little longer.
All right. Have you gotten out of the plane for Clemson basketball yet this year?
Have I gotten out of the plane for Clemson basketball?
Yeah, have you jumped out and said, hey, man, this is nice, free. We're going to have this great, exciting
It's
run.
Been a nice viewing experience. There's a TV and then the headrest in front of me. I'm buckled in. I got a nice cocktail. I'm enjoying the flight. I'm enjoying the flight, enjoying the ride. And you're asking me to get up, open the dang door, and jump out.
My wife is on board with you. She said, Zach is right. Why are you pushing basketball this hard? It's like we're setting ourselves up for failure. We're not setting ourselves up for failure. It's not going to happen. All right. Win a game. You ready?
Yeah.
And we're going to find out about you, buddy.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell Brad Brunell what you think of his team when he
does. I got to call him in a little bit. I got to answer his phone call in a little while. Don't do that. Don't text your texting, buddy. Does Mara know you're texting him all the time at night?
Yeah.
She's sleeping right next to you. You're texting Brad.
She's like, who's that? He texted me back. He's like, who's that? Went Brad Brunell. She likes Brad Brunell. You know why? Because A, he's a nice guy. She met him a couple times. And it's like, A, he's a nice guy. But B, like, he asked, like, how our wedding went. And, like, she said, that's very nice of him.
Who is that? Brad.
Yeah. Like, we saw him in person. Oh, you
Brad
know,
from Clemson at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Jake from State Farm. You ready?
Yeah. Khakis.
Skip the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Louisville.
When?
Agreed.
2-3-0 in ACC play.
At NC State.
When?
I agree. 4-0 in the ACC.
Oh, God.
At home, 15th ranked Miami.
I don't like it. I don't like this. You lose that game.
Win.
Oh, come on.
At North Carolina.
There's been a lot of talk about that game.
That's a loss.
Okay, loss.
All right. Notre Dame at home without their star.
W.
I agree.
Old 42.
At Virginia, at 8th ranked Virginia, that's a loss.
Yeah. Well, is it?
Yeah, it's a loss.
Because you beat a Boston College team last night that took them into the wire.
Yeah, but Virginia's really good.
Not at bad. Virginia,
I'm going loss. What are you
All
going?
Right, I'll go loss.
You're going to talk me into losing now. You're playing with my emotions. It's a yo-yo this morning of emotions.
All right. I got this little proposition for you here. I got to hurry on this thing. At Georgia Tech and North Carolina at home, I'm saying split those two.
Sure.
You're going split?
Yep.
Okay. At Wake Forest.
Win.
I'll go win. Pittsburgh at home.
Win.
I agree with that. At Florida State, that's a loss.
Win.
What?
Put it down.
We're both back at 7-4 again. Duke at home. That's a loss.
Loss.
I agree with that. For at Virginia Tech.
Win.
I'm going to go loss on that one. Georgia Tech at home.
You can win that game.
That's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State at home.
You lose that one. You split. You
I'm
split
going
to
win with that
split
one.
Split that series.
At Syracuse. I'm going to go loss. You're going to go win on it.
Yeah, yeah, so.
You're 10-6, which means 12-6. You're 10-6 down the road, which means 12-6. I am 9-7, which means 11-7. And that means 9-7. That means 22-8 overall, 11-7 in the league. You are 25-7 overall, and 12-6 in the league.
Going dancing, baby. That's a six.
Both of us have them dancing right now.
That's a six seed.
All right, we got a lot to do. I'd love for you to come back. We'd love to take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets when you return.